Morning was basically the comp gold group, our grade 11s, a few grade 10s. About 9 kids today and just getting started for the week and getting ready for our first race week.
It's a very big weekend for swimmers to begin with, but how big is it for the Owen Sound Aquatic Club?
Well, it's our annual, you know, invitational, and we've got about 270 total swimmers coming from Collingwood. They're coming from Hanover, Port Elgin, Orangeville is one of our other big teams coming in. So it's a big weekend. It's partly just to showcase our own kids in our own community, and two, as a fundraiser for the club. There will be a 50-50 draw, I know, throughout the meet. There's other things happening with the club for fundraising, but this is the time to bring, you know, all those clubs together, and it's an early checkpoint, and we'll see how the kids are looking.
We're with Ken Fitzpatrick, coach of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. How big is this for your swimmers in that I've just watched them do drills for days and days and now they get to compete?
Well, I think it's kind of like this is what it's all about. This is when the fun and the smiles come out, because the kids, ultimately, they want to race. And, you know, they love the training and they know it's required, but the racing is what it's all about. So,
do you have a team goal set in this? Obviously, you want to win the meet. Is that realistic with who's coming and who you've got?
It's going to be a challenge to win. I think we will be hopefully one of the top performing clubs, but we are a little smaller than, you know, Collingwood is a big club right now, about 160 total swimmers. Orangeville has been the regional champion for a while, although Barry, which isn't coming here, is probably going to take over that position. But I think if we can get second, it'd be a great accomplishment. We're going to have trouble winning just based on numbers, because it's more about depth than it is about quality right now to win this meet.
Last couple of questions for Ken Fitzpatrick. How deep is your club right now?
We're at about 115 to 120 total members, of which a part of that is our master's group, which has really grown. We're at about 75 kids or so from our intro program up to our older kids. So we're always looking to get that one over 100 if we can. So
the level of support that you get corporate-wise and community-wise, how great is that?
It's awesome this year. Our parents on the board and just our fundraising crew did a great job of reaching out late in the summer. All of our current sponsors are listed on the back of our shirt for the season. You know, there's ongoing discussions with different community partners, and it's been great to see the community get behind our program.
Finally, Ken, how much has this meet grown? Because I know the McDonald's meet has a long history to it. How big is it, and how big can you get it?
It's 270. We generally try to be, you know, somewhere between 250 and 300. It's good in terms of the timelines that we're able to get through in the meet. You know, last year we had a team from Kitchener or Waterloo come up. They're not involved this year, but, you know, 250 to 300 is a good number for this meet. Yeah, so we're happy.
Finally, Ken, how much does it help you as a coach to have your athletes in a competitive situation to go back to coaching and the drills that you run?
I think you know, it's a checkpoint, like I said. So seeing the kids race and in the environment where there's a little more stress, it's just a great indicator early in the season to see where do we have to put our focus next.
So. Ken, have a great weekend.
Well, thanks so much, Fred. Always appreciate the support.